Let me tell y'all something. When I say I have had a week. Oh, my God. I have had a week. But it's all good. It's all to the goodness. Okay? I'm excited. I have a lot to talk about. Oh, my God. It's a lot to talk about since our last show. We're going to be talking about the verdict. Y'all already know. We're a little late with it, but guess what? Better late than never. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to get into a topic today, but y'all know I got to start off with some good music. I got to start with that music, baby. See, let's see what we got for you tonight. We're going to play a little bit of Billy Cook, because y'all know we got to play that family music. We'll start with Billy Cook, and this song is called Hey, You Can Have It Your Way, right here on 59-26th Century.
Hey, baby. It's time. Let me take your coat off. Let me ease your mind. Hey, baby, it's time. Let me take your coat off.
You can have it your way, any way that you want it, girl. Tell daddy, yeah. When we come home after a long day of work, baby, I can still find time to believe my late day, and I can still be a man about.
Yeah.
Daddy's gonna love you right, baby.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to 5926 Central. Yes, it's that time. It's that time where two of the Cook sisters get together and talk a little bit about everything we can think of. All I'm trying to say is that we have a good, good time on this show. For real, for real. Okay, so tonight, well, that song you just heard was by Billy Cook, Superstar. Well, now, well, we know him now as Mr. So Iconic. Why? Because he is not just known in the Houston area, but all across the world, Japan, I mean, Cali, I mean, New York, wherever he's known, you know, has done performances with Juvenile, there we go, and a couple of other artists, you know. And so we are, this family, we are excited about the gifts and talents that are in this family. Some of the topics we're going to talk about tonight are George Floyd, the verdict. We're going to talk about that. We're going to get into our reality star. Do you have to have a talent to be a star? It was a race. I'm going to go into that later because I was listening to Magic 102 today. And Ali Sadiq, a comedian, was going in about reality stars, saying that they're not really stars. And they are, because they really, none of them have talent. You know, they're not stars. I'm like, okay, he was a little rough today. He also talks about people who dress up, are they comedians? For example, Tyler Perry, Martin Lawrence, you know, he did. Then you had Jamie Foxx do a little shenanigans, you know. Then you got a lot of comedians on Instagram that dress up, you know, and do their thing, you know. And people love it. But Ali Sadiq was saying, that's not talent, you know. He didn't say that's not talent. He just said they're giving the stage to these people, you know, instead of real comedians who come at themselves and really do comedy. So how do you feel about that? We're going to get into that after we play a little bit by, let's see. Can we play Cash In? We can play Cash In. The song we're going to play by Cash In today is called One Day, right here on 5926.
Yeah. I got a lot on my mind.
I got a lot on my mind.
Take it one day at a time.
Take it one day at a time.
I gotta get what's mine.
I gotta get what's mine.
One day I'm gonna shine.
Yeah.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine, one day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind, take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine, one day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I'm doing niggas like Kobe, y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me, don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On the beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me. And we gon' catch us a homie. But now be acting they grimy. Words I do like a slimy. I saw your bitch in the comments. She say she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Don't like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be fake. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no lame. All that shit part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not trying to be the same.
These niggas,
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah, I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine.
Yeah.
and I'm creeping up slowly, like I'm riding in a stoli. Pray my homie never folding. If I'm out, you know I'm holding. Switching lanes, rim poking. If she see me, she gon' ride me. Treat a nigga like a Harley. I ain't new to the bopping. Niggas mad tryna copy. I just wanna get some sloppy. I don't let hoe niggas rhyme me. I know you hate that I'm honest. Paint sweet like pumpkins. Eat the beat like dumplings. Hop out the porch, I start running. Put some respect on my name. All of my heart and my pain. That's what I put in this game. I'm coming in with a bang. We do not play by no chain. We'll swing through anything. I'm not worried about no fame. I'm just tryna make a stain. Never mention my name.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah, I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah.
That was Cash Union right here on 59 Central. Listen, so again, we got some good topics tonight. I want to welcome everybody to the show. This is Monday. My God, how many of you are really not in a rush on Saturday to get to Monday? Sunday comes and you try to stay in Sunday as long as you can. All I'm saying, you try to just be Sunday as much as you can. Why? Because Monday means you got to get it started. All I'm saying. Let me tell y'all about this weekend. Just do a little weekend. This weekend was so something else to me. Why am I saying that? It was something else because it was so much that I had to do this weekend. I had, and it was just one thing that was so much, which was move. Can I just get an audience for those who know that moving is just, oh my God, it's just not what, I mean, oh my God. I was like, do I have to move? But once you get going, only thing in your mind is, let me get it done. That's what was in my mind. Let me get it done. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm 44. I have moved so many times in my life till I'm a pro at it. If I got the right equipment and the right people working with me, I am a fool at moving. Listen, I moved. My mama always tell people, I moved the whole apartment in a yellow cab minivan. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm cold with it. Can move it, can pack it up, you know. But let me tell you this. If you have a significant other, you know, working with you on doing your moving thing, right, you have to make sure you got the right mate. Because sometimes when you're with the wrong person and you get to saying, hey, I know how to do this, let me handle it, whatever, and then they headstrong too, and then now I got this, sit down somewhere, you know, you're going to have some problems. It's going to be a mess moving. Like I say, you get that right one, they understand, hey, she got this, just tell me what to pick up. Baby, that move go like a well-oiled machine. But listen, it's not a testimony. My testimony is I think the biggest part that I was dealing with this move is, it was not that I had a lack of people, because, look, these two guys that live next door to us in this new house, they got the moving dressers, refrigerators, tables, armoires, china cabinets. Baby, they was moving. Listen, they was like, point to it. That's what you need. You need somebody that just come in there and stand there with dollies and stuff and say, hey, point it. But let's talk about, that's the big stuff. The big stuff you really, it's just pick up and move. But let's talk about the little stuff. Oh, my God. I felt like I was, listen, that it was a never-ending battle. I'm still in the battle today. You understand me? And we've been moving. Listen, it's so much little stuff that you say, you know what? See, this is why when the landlord comes in after you move out, he's like, I'm keeping the deposit. Because it is so much little stuff there, and you are moving, and you're saying, are we, like that movie, are we there yet? Are we done yet? No. Why? Because you go in the kitchen, and you packing up stuff, and then you look over there, some Rice Krispie treats sitting on the counter. Then you got a bottle of ketchup over there. You know, then you trying to pack all this dumb stuff. Has to be left behind. When I tell you, my God, in this move is so much stuff that was left behind. And I'm not talking about, listen, when I tell you left behind, I mean, hey, I'm not fooling with you. You could stay right there. That's how frustrated I was this weekend. I was so tired right now, my ankles look like potatoes. And I'm talking about Osh potatoes. Those of you from the country know what an Osh potato is. You understand me? Sweet potatoes. That's how my ankles look right now because, you know, just that constant getting the car. But oh, my God. We had a king-size bed. Our room in the new house is like a square. Like, seriously, it's no rectangle. It's not a huge square. It's just a square. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could stand in that room and play four square. So we had a king size bed, so we had to downsize on the bed, which is cool because the bed we got is just, I mean, my God, this is one of the best. But it was, like I said, it was so much stuff, man, we had to leave behind. And not had to, but chose to. Because it's just like if you get in a new relationship, you can't bring that. Some of that stuff, you need to leave it behind. Oh, and my hip is up out. Some of that stuff from your previous relationship, you need to leave it behind. Just like Jasmine Sullivan said, come and get your fill. Come pick them up. You left a few behind. I need you to come back and get them. I don't forget to come back and get your feelings. You know, so sometimes you need to just, it's some stuff you need to leave behind. You need to listen. The stuff I was looking at, I was like, now, why do I have this? Why is this, you know? But when you live somewhere, we're in the relationships again. When you're with somebody, it's some things you pick up. But the things you pick up not going to work for the new relationship. It's not going to work, oh, my God, for the new house. It's not going to work. So what you have to do, nothing. You have to drop it off. You have to drop it off, you know? Let me tell y'all how major my leave behind was. I left a whole dynasty. I'm just saying. Not that it wasn't nice. It just won't fit, you know. I had a square table, a rectangle table. I wanted a round table. Got a round table. Boom. Okay. Nice oak wood round table. I'm cool with it. I could do some shows at that table. Left a king-size bed up in that bed, boy. Listen, y'all, this is going to blow y'all mind. This is going to blow your mind. I had literally three sets of end tables. Four coffee tables. Come on, somebody, tell me why I got that many tables. If you can't tell me, then don't judge me. You can't tell me why I had so many tables. My God. I had so many tables. Then I walked through the house and I was like, why do I have a lot of curtains? Oh, and why do I have a king-size bed and a bunch of queen-size sheets and a bunch of full-size? Listen, it's some things you have to leave behind. If it don't fit, you must quit. Listen, I was leaving so much stuff behind, I was like, you know what? And I felt good about it. I felt good about it. Y'all know I'm going to dive into relationship care. You got, listen, you got to understand some of the stuff that you try to take with you, you need to leave it. And you're going to feel so free. You have to leave it. Sometimes you sometimes you be like, I want to take this with me. Oh, I just need it. Think about it. Do you really need it? You don't really need it. Oh, my God. Yeah, we got some good topics today. Zam is going to be on. Oh, she's on. Yes, she's here. What's going on, sis? What's going on?
Nothing. Just working.
Oh, okay.
How's everybody?
I know I'm doing great, girl. I'm doing great. I'm talking about this mood, girl, and how sometimes you just got to leave some stuff behind, girl.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the coffee table?
No.
Girl, why were we moving out? I noticed I have three sets of end tables. My God. Why?
So did you take all of them with you?
Girl, no. They still sitting over there. Look. Then I had two coffee tables. I mean, yeah, I had three coffee tables. I gave one away. Girl, why I got so many tables?
Because you have a lot of stuff to sit on, Janice.
Good. Totally good. Girl, I had to let it go. I was just telling everybody, moving from one house to the other is just like moving from a relationship to a relationship. Some of that stuff can't go with you. Oh!
Can't go with you. Gotta leave you behind.
You got to leave. And you got to know that it's going to be okay when you leave it behind.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Because I already know when we move from where we're moving into our next place, I'm going to let my children have dibs on whatever it is they want. And I'm taking TVs, all electronics, my coffee table, end table, and the bed in my bedroom, and that's it. And some of the clothes, and I'm probably only taking a couple of items out the kitchen, and that's it. Everything else is up for grabs. I'm not taking nothing. Because when I move in for that first 3-4 months, all I want to hear is an echo.
Exactly.
That's it.
That's how I feel, girl. I was like, I ain't taking none of this. If we would have brought we went from a king-size bed to a queen-size because my room is a square, right? So we got to a queen size, and I'm okay with it. Because during that king size bed, I had to roll over about 5 times to get to James, right? You know, even though, and now one of the things I'm going to miss, though, I could sleep spread out. Because, you know, I'm short and big.
Mm-hmm.
So I could spread out across the bed and still not mess with James. That's the only thing I can say. I'm gonna miss. I didn't need him.
Made it through. Well, hopefully, if everything goes, I'll be going up to a larger king size bed.
Ooh,
one of my friends can all sleep with me.
Hello? Yeah, I'm excited for you. My dreams and aspirations is, well, like I say, downsized, right? So,
right.
But our future plan is to knock some walls out. And you know, the way we was raised, them, you know, we don't mind a wall being knocked down.
know. No, no, not at all.
We don't mind add-ons and stuff. I got a topic I want to talk about because we didn't get to talk on the George Floyd verdict, right? So I'm gonna let you. Let's wait. Let's talk about it. Let's. Did you watch it? Did you watch the trial?
Yeah.
Did I what?
Did you watch the trial?
No. I listened to it on occasion, but I didn't watch it.
Okay. All right. So give me your synopsis of what you
encountered.
How you feel about it?
I mean, okay. You got to excuse me. I'm doing stuff in the middle. Okay, my bad. As far as my thoughts on everything, it was just justice was served, even though it was kind of iffy there at one point as far as which way the jury was going to go. But that's the main thing that I was paying attention to. As far as everything leading up to that, I really didn't pay attention to that.
I caught the defense attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind was, Who is he working for? Because he helped George Floyd. Okay, he helped this man. He helped the guy he was supposed to be defending. He helped him go to jail.
Right.
I say that because he showed that video from all angles. Right. He showed the kneeling on the neck so many times. Till I was like, who is he? Yeah. Whose side is he on, really? You know, because this man, honestly, going into the case, man really didn't have any defense. I mean, you really didn't have a case. You was going to jail. You know, you was going to jail. First of all, they didn't want people to be burning down everything because they knew what was going to happen. If that man if they let that man go, right? Or they came back with a different outcome.
Verdict.
It was gonna be smoke in the city.
And a whole bunch of cities.
Listen, just like everybody, you saw in the videos where everybody was gathered in different places and locations.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, it was about to listen. I thought, I said, it's gonna go down. And I said, but first of all, I was worried about that because I already knew watching this whole that little part with the defense attorney and all that kind of stuff. I was on Twitter, just posting little video clips of the defense attorney because he kept saying a reasonable police officer. I'm like, first of all, not one of them police officers was being reasonable. First of all, this man kept saying, I can't breathe. What part of that, while you kneeling on this man's neck, did you not understand? Then I heard a police officer say, if you can talk, you can breathe.
You can breathe.
I was done. Yep. I said, talk. I said, wow, this is y'all trip. But, you know, like I said, him showing that video over and over again.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's enough of that topic. We just happy. I'm satisfied and I'm excited about the verdict. Even though it was a numerous amount of murder after that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a numerous. All right. Okay, so Zam, I was on 102 watching. Well, you know, I drove all day, right? Oh my God.
Right.
I was driving all day. So while I'm driving, I'm listening to 102, right?
Mm-hmm.
102 is jamming. Let's just be real. And Ali Sadiq, let me be honest. I had never heard of Ali Sadiq until he got to the radio. Have you ever heard of Ali Sadiq?
No.
Okay. I don't need to go on with the rest of the story, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it. He's a comedian. He just had a show out in Florida, right? And
yeah.
He said he had some complaints because people show up for people that wear wigs and they find that funny, but they don't find, like, he just show up a regular, you know, person as himself doing comedy, and they don't get as much of a response as a person showing up in a wig like Madea, you know, Martin Lawrence, you know, Shenanigans and all that, right?
Right.
Which, to me, he sounded a little bitter, you know. Then he went on to say they don't have no talent, right?
Wow.
They don't have no talent. And I'm getting hot under the collar because you talking about my Loretta. You know, I do a mean Loretta for shape. You tell me I ain't got no talent because I got a wig on. You know what I'm saying? Just listen, the talent ain't coming from the wig. It's coming from me. So why are you going in? So I think he was just hating because people are finding comic relief from people in costumes. You know, people dress up and play different parts. But, sure, we watch TV. And these people, you know, we watch comedy shows, all kinds of stuff, sitcoms and all that. He was saying they don't have no talent. Listen. And then, now this is the topic I'm going to talk about. I'm going to ask you a question. For those of you that's on the line, too, you can weigh in. You can comment. If you're online, you can come. We got a comment section. And I got a chat if you're online. I got a little chat room that you can comment, and we will talk with you or whatever in the chat room. That's if you want. Anyway. The question is, are reality stars truly stars?
What's the definition? If you're looking at a fan base, you know, and the way fans look at them or perceive them, and the way they tune in to watch them and all this other stuff, then I guess, yes, they are a star, even though their lives are just as basic as it the next person.
Exactly.
The fact that they have people, that their stuff is out in the open where people can watch everything take place, you know, that makes them a star by that note. But for me, they're just people who have their lives for the public to see, and that public is a huge number, you know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Okay. This came from Ali Sadiq, y'all. Yes, I'm on his page tonight. He said that they are not stars; they lack talent. Because they just letting people watch them anyway. So I decided to bring up a couple of these reality shows. Love and Hip Hop. Now, yes, I watch Love and Hip Hop. Why? Because I don't have drama, but they do, and I love drama. Okay. So the cast of Love and Hip Hop are stars. I'm not saying by chance that all of your listeners, so I just want to put this out there, okay? The cast of Love and Hip Hop, like Ray J and a couple of other folks, are stars. Carly Red, she's on Saints and Sinners and a couple of other shows she's done some acting on. You got what's the girl from is it Escape? I don't really like her, but she's on Housewives of Atlanta. My point is, Carly, I think you're a little bit. Okay? Don't mess with them. Mess with me. All I'm saying.
Stevie J, go ahead.
I was saying Stevie J, which is on Love and Hip Hop, has produced some of the biggest albums there is. He is the nephew of Snoop Dogg or whatever. But, you know, he's like one of them behind-the-scenes people that be pumping out all these big major projects. But anyway. Go ahead, man.
Everybody has an opinion. And, you know, everybody, there are different forms of comedy. So, to me, it sounds like he's just upset. Everybody has their niche. Just find your niche and stay in it. And make it the biggest thing you can do. But you can't just get mad at somebody else and call them untalented because they put on a wig and people laugh at them. It's more to it than that. It's the messages that they give across, you know. And some of those messages that come across are very important and powerful messages. It's just done with comedy. So,
just like you just said, Zan, right? But don't comedians do that? They talk about how we were raised and we got beat with switches, and they talk about, you know, we had to be in the house before the light came on. You know, they do little parodies and all that. Look, teams of comedy, what they do. You know, Bernie Mac, he talked about his reality. He just turned it into jokes, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like a star is a person that made it happen. You know, they whatever their goal was, even if you ain't on TV, everybody don't know you, but you know that you have fulfilled the dream that you've always wanted to do. You're a star. I don't know what this means. I'm talking about talent. Those of you listening, how do you feel about yourself? I'm going to help you with something. Everybody's a star. You just got to decide to let that light shine for your life. You have to decide that. You know. Yeah, this young man, I think he was upset. He was just upset that his show probably would go good.
He'll be all right, and if he's not all right, he'll be just fine. But I know all the comedians who are wearing wigs are just fine. They're not gonna be. They're not gonna have a problem with it, you know.
Yeah, they still get paid, you know. Well, and then a shout out to all of these. And I've noticed that I was watching Wildin' Out. Yes, I'm addicted to Wildin' Out because it's fun. All the different stars that's on Wildin' Out. You know, I had no idea. I was going back into the archives of Wildin' Out. Yes, I'm addicted. And Kevin Hart, what's his name? Pat Williams. Who else is on there? That's fun. And some other folks. Shout out to Wildin' Out. I'm going to send this podcast out to somebody listen. But anyway. I just think everybody is a star. You know? I think that when you find, like you said, your niche, when you figure out who you are and you run with that thing, that's stardom right there. You know, we always wait for somebody to tell us we are a star. That's the problem. You know, we wait for people to define us and tell us who we are or if we are, we made it or you know, I've had so many people say little ugly stuff to me because I'm not where they think I should be and doing what they think I should do, but I'm happy with what I do. So that makes me a star in my life. Think about this before we let these folks go. We got 12 minutes left before the end of the show. Sam, you there?
Oh yeah, I'm here.
I just had a swig of some fruit punch jungle juice, and I'm on some other stuff right now.
Oh my God! Listen, I want to just shout out to Genius. Is it Genius 7 Photography?
Yes.
Oh, I'm giving a shout out because the pictures on the Christmas page are so. Oh my God. Oh my God. When I saw them pictures, I was like, oh my God. Why are these people so brilliant, right? This is brilliant. This is a beautiful. I guess that's why Genius, that's why his name Genius. Okay, I got you. Thanks. I was, I was looking, I was like, James, it looks like I could just pick you up off the picture, and, you know, like, everybody look like little action figures.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I'm just waiting on the next one. Boss lady say when the next one is, we don't, you know, it's on the spotlight. Say when the next one is, so everybody don't have to keep their stuff together.
Well, trust me, I'm going to keep everybody posted. I'm going to keep everybody posted.
I know, right there.
They'll find out right here first.
Yes, yes, yes. So make sure that y'all tune in. I want to thank everybody for showing us up on iHeartRadio, on iTunes, on Spreaker. I mean, we're just getting love from all over the place. So we just want to just thank you for supporting us. Make sure you share the show. Make sure you go check out the Cook the Show page on Facebook. Well, just put in Cook the Show. And that's F-A-S-H-O. That's not, I know that y'all want to use correct grammar. You can go ahead and type that in. You ain't going to find the page, but you just got to do it. Then I want you to go ahead and put it in dialect. Go ahead and put it in what's that? Ebot, do that. And go for the Cook for Show page. Check out what's going on. Keep up with the family, with what the artists are doing, with what the businesses are doing. The woman that did the food, her flyer is on there. I don't know if she shipped it. Y'all stop playing. I don't know if she shipped it. But if she finds a way, I'm going to talk to him. Go get it done.
Uh-huh.
All right, Sam. This is sign off, girl. We got 8 minutes. You anything else you want to say?
Just thank y'all for showing up tonight and listening in. And I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. And next Monday, hopefully I'll be able to be on time.
We got you. We got you, girl. We got you. It's all good, you know. Like they say, I be driving. I get to the house. I sit down. I kick my feet up. And then I look at the clock. And I be like, oh, my God. So, again, thank everybody for tuning in. We love y'all. But we got to go. Talk to you next Monday. Be right here on 5926 Central with Zaya Queenie. We'll talk to you later. Oh,